We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman, along with Pete Shepherd, Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. How are you on this Monday? Mm. 2 hours down, two to go. Ozzy?
Yep.
Yeah. Or Black Sabbath.
That's Ozzy. Mm-hmm. Yep. Over the Mountain.
Yeah.
Great song.
I can't remember if he went past Black Sabbath solo. I can't remember which one songs go.
Probably like the second or third solo album.
Gotcha. It's all good. Delightful music. Wikipedia coming up.
Delightful.
Delightful music.
Well, thank you, Craig. No. I'm glad you enjoy my delightful music.
Ozzy would say, oh, Craig, you find me delightful.
And then bleep off.
I found the Eddie Murphy clip, by the way.
Sure. Oh, really? Let's do it.
Shall we play these juxtapose after the rundown?
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel like this is another way for you two to make fun of my Lions.
Absolutely.
No.
I know NFL Network's spending a lot of time in Detroit camp today. And, of course, Hard Knocks with the Lions debuting tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. We'll get all that in due time. But right now it is 3 minutes and 32 seconds past the hour. Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's me.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Well, the reports are that the NCAA is considering removing the automatic bid from the A-Sun basketball tournament into the NCAA tournament. That would, of course, affect Florida Gulf Coast University. The conference has been weak over the years, and some think it doesn't deserve an automatic bid. Stay tuned. And Alex Martin from the News Press reporting here. Lehigh High School will take on Lake Gibson September 9th on national TV on ESPNU. Very excited about that. He came on the show last hour to tell us about it. We got Rays baseball on tonight.
The Rays are off tonight.
We got ESPN Talk Radio on tonight.
Correct.
The Rays had to rest for their big weekend. They, you know, they scored 7 runs in the 9th inning against the Tigers. The wheels fell off.
Craig, I think, though, that it's not just going to be the – they're trying to – there's reports
– others?
That they just want to get rid of automatic bids, period, in the whole tournament. So there are no automatic bids.
Really? Is that going to stand?
I don't – I think we're at least a couple years, if not a few years, away from that.
That's horrible.
It's horrible
idea.
For the mid-majors. It doesn't matter in the ACC or the SEC. No, I mean, if you win that tournament, you're getting in the show.
But it matters in this. You know, it matters for teams like FGCU and others.
Big Ten
and
the mid-majors
are smaller. Yeah.
Doesn't matter for the Big Ten. But yeah, these smaller conferences, this is everything.
Yeah.
And then that's
think
the kind
of how many great stories would have never happened. Well, they're automatic.
FGCU being one of them. They beat Georgetown and then San Diego State. You know, back in the day.
That would be horrible.
Loyola Chicago with Sister Jean.
Yeah.
James Madison?
Exactly. Couple quick texts. The brewery next door to my job is playing Party in the USA. I got sad realizing it wasn't Friday. The Scheman and Shepherd.
I actually heard it yesterday. I heard it yesterday. Oh, Saturday. I was driving around and I just clicked it. Oh, it must be 5 o'clock Friday.
Boy, that's a side effect of that. It's got to be how anytime somebody hears that song.
It's like Pavlov's dog. You start drooling.
Yeah, right. They go, it's Friday?
You get disappointed if it's not.
Wow.
Breakfast Dad, at least the Lions players aren't eating W's like Winston in the hype. All right, let's replay this little snippet, a preview of Hard Knocks, and then you've pulled off a similar Eddie Murphy.
From Trading Places.
Yeah. Trading Places.
You remember that line, Craig, don't you?
I remember the movie.
Where he's
it's in the snow.
He's on his knees.
He's breaking like he's disabled.
He grabs
a woman's coat, long coat.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, here's what happens. Jamal Williams from BYU.
Jamal Williams,
bring it up. Well, let y'all know, man, today is the minimum of effort. Do not give up. Do not feel like you're tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that f-ing record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that f-ing record. Last year wasn't it. That ain't us. We can make it. Have some heart. I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry because I care about y'all. Do your best. Let's go. Lions on three. 1, 2, 3.
Lions.
I'm drafting. You know, I think he's number two on the depth chart of running backs for you guys. But I'm drafting. If I'm playing him the first week of the season.
All right.
On FanDuel or draft, whatever one. That's
I'm
keep, playing him.
Keep my hand on the red button because I don't remember if there's any foul language in this particular scene, but I don't think.
Proceed with caution.
Well, it might be a B word.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah. Yeah. What's happening, baby?
Hey, baby, what's happening? How you doing? Once you have a man with no legs, you never go back, baby. I know what you're thinking. You keep Paul getting better? We can make it, baby. Me and you.
I can make it, baby.
You guys are cold.
Oh man!
Goodness gracious!
Good times.
Good times.
And
good.
After that, though, when the cops walk up to him,
oh, it's
and
great,
and one of them, he pretends like he's blind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's got his head.
Then they lift him up. He goes,
yeah.
My legs.
It's a miracle.
I can see. Well, no, I can see.
He said, so you were in Vietnam? He goes, so were I. Yeah. What trooper? He goes, I was in the Viet Cong 47th.
He goes, first Moses, now this. Look. That's a great
it,
move.
Baby.
And then he bumps into Dan Aykroyd and all hell breaks loose.
There you go. Good times.
Yep.
All right. Are we done making fun of my Lions?
No, I was making fun of them.
I feel making funnish. All right. You got the new USA Today top 25 out for college football,
yep.
Correct? Well, I have not looked yet.
You haven't?
No. So I'm assuming my Hoosiers are in there, I'm guessing.
Not only are they not there, they never even got the, quote, others receiving votes.
Man. Wig, he is not going to be the first guy on IR.
I'm serious. He's going to be on one of my fantasy teams week to week. You know, I don't participate in leagues because I can't stand, you know, having to pay attention. I just like the day of game. I know who's in. I know who's out by 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, have a good friend, Phil Yates, on and watch that show. And then, boom, lineups are in.
Let's go time. All right. Let's should we do list
style? We can do list music going from 25 to 1. And then I got a big Nil story I'm going to run by you, too.
Oh, yeah. Nil. All right. Let's do the music.
And now, a list.
All right. This is the college football I'll get it right. Preseason top 25 USA Today coaches poll. Okay. Coming in at number 25, Houston.
All right.
At number 24 is Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin. Number 23, Arkansas. Number 22, fresh off a college football playoff appearance, Cincinnati. About that.
That's a big fall, though.
They lost. They lost. It's amazing they're in it. They lost a whole bunch of people. 21 is Kentucky. Number 20 is Wisconsin.
Okay.
Number 19 is Wake Forest.
Still.
Number 18, Texas. Texas actually got a vote for number one in the coaches poll.
Some idiot in Austin.
Come on.
Some idiot in Austin. You know what? Texas 18, that sounds about right, because usually they're in the top 10 just because they're Texas and they're not back.
Number 17, the U, Miami. Wow. Moving up quick. Number 16 is Pittsburgh. Miami should be ahead of them, but that's okay. 15 is, plus they beat them last year. 15, USC. 14, Michigan State. Followed by 13, North Carolina State. Oregon at number 12. Number 11, Oklahoma State. Here is your top 10. Mm-hmm. At number 10 is Baylor. At number 9, Oklahoma. Number 8 is? Yes.
Whoa, no,
yes,
no. About to,
no, no, not, no. That's the other one. You'd
I
like
was
to
about
yell.
To yell the big A.
No, not there, that one. Not that one.
8.
Think of what school do we always overpronounce? Begins with a U.
Utah!
Utah, number 8. Texas A&M. They're losing week 3 to Miami. They're number 7. Number 6 is Michigan. 5 is Notre Dame. 4, Clemson. 3, Georgia. 2, Ohio State. And number 1 is Alabama. 54 for us. No, you already did it once. It loses its muster if you do it too much. Someday you're going to choke.
Bama!
When you choke someday doing that, I am not doing mouth-to-mouth.
I don't want you to. Just let me die.
What would that look like, your obituary? Craig Sheeman, famous talk show host, dies pronouncing Alabama.
Well, I don't know.
Did they build a statue of you in Tuscaloosa, you think?
Probably. Right next to Bear Bryant and the houndstooth jacket and hat and all that.
Coworkers commented that they thought it would either be that or breaking news, but we're sad to see Craig go.
Breaking news! I'm dead! Kathleen says she's happy with Wisconsin at number 20.
Yeah, but I can't believe the numbnut who gave Texas a number one vote. Nobody else outside the top three, meaning Alabama with 54, Ohio State 5, and Georgia 6, got any first place votes except for somebody in Texas.
Well, Detroit Pizza brings up a good point. What head coach is trolling Texas with that number one vote? And by the way, the coaches don't vote in the coaches' poll, just so that you know. That's the SID's job.
If that, might even be an intern to the SID. Most of the time. Not every, but you're right. So others receiving votes.
Yeah.
There's a team here that begins with an I in the Big Ten, but it's not Indiana. Iowa comes at number 26. Hmm. Then Penn State, Tennessee. Tennessee's going to be they're going to be pretty good this year. So I think there's six teams in the SEC, five in the ACC that lead the way. But Brigham Young next at 30. Then Louisiana State, Auburn, UCF, North Carolina, San Diego State. These are all with others receiving results. Fresno State, Mississippi State, Florida, Utah State, Air Force, UCLA, Boise State, America's team, amazing. They only get 10 votes. Appalachian State, yeah. Minnesota. South Carolina got 5. They're going to be decent, too. Kansas State, Iowa State, Army, Louisiana Lafayette with 2. Mm-hmm. Southern Methodist with 2. Purdue. Even Purdue getting in there
and
with
not
2.
One?
That's a joke.
I thought Purdue might make the top 25. I'm being serious. I thought Purdue would make the top 25, but I guess Oregon State with 2, Coastal Carolina with 2, Texas, San Antonio, and Florida State all with 1.
Wow.
All with 1.
Wow.
First of all, both of you missed a great interview with Tom Allen on Friday, the head coach of the Hoosiers.
I did miss it.
I enjoyed that.
I'm sure it went well.
And Titan Tyler says, yeah, remember on Seinfeld, Jerry and Newman debating who would give Ramon the pool boy mouth-to-mouth to save his life. That's how it would be if I went down screaming Alabama.
That is such an underrated episode. You're going to the movies? Yeah, with Ramon?
Ramon.
You're going to see Ramon. Then Ramon tries to drown him.
Michigan fan here says, yeah, we're ranked too high. What was Michigan? They were
6.
Yeah, that feels high to me. I mean, they got a question at quarterback. They lost Aiden Hutchinson. They lost a lot of their defense in the draft. I don't know how good Michigan's going to be.
I mean, no. I mean, first month of the season. There's some big games early on, as there always are a lot of these teams. So, Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Opening week, you got Texas A&M and Miami week 3. Before that, there's a bunch of doozies. I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
Go Skins thinks it'll be my goal scream that takes me out. And welcome back, Cotter. Says I played Stony Brook this weekend. Just want to say it's a top 5 course in this area.
Nice.
That is a nice course.
Love Stony Brook.
And
yep.
they're remodeling. They're going to be doing some, Jeff Nixon was telling us, they're adding to the building and the restrooms and everything out there. Going to upgrade everything. So it's
Eric said one of the kids I coach in Pee Wee football would be starting linebacker for this season. Second season row at Notre Dame. Keep an eye on Jack Kaiser. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
That's cool. Oh, we love those local updates.
Love when locals make it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. So this other
you got
story,
a nil deal.
Yeah. So I want everybody to circle right now. Remember, you heard it from me first.
Okay.
That in the next couple of years, watch out for SMU. The aforementioned Mustangs, I just told you, got 2 votes. SMU, new Boulevard Collective, company name, going to become one of the biggest players in the nil space. The Collective is set to pay players on the football and basketball teams. Everybody gets $36,000 a year.
Eric Dickerson's going, that's a pay cut.
Well, Dickerson and Craig James are going, why did this happen when we were there? And then got the death penalty.
They would have avoided the death penalty altogether with today's rules.
Think about the death penalty back then. I mean, come on.
Pretty extreme.
So ridiculous. But watch out for SMU. And maybe the Big 12 goes after them again.
Maybe.
because they're currently in the AAC.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty significant.
Yep.
Like you said, compared to the old-timey days when that was illegal, and now it's business as usual.
So imagine every basketball and football player, right, they're going to get $36,000 a year.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mikey Womp Womp says, is there any update out at Stony Brook if they found the guy who punched an employee?
No, we're trying to find
him. Well, no, there's been progress.
There's been progress. Oh, yes. Andy's wife.
We have a person of interest.
Person of interest. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll let you know as soon as an arrest is made. We think the guy was from out of town.
And nobody could. Everybody was so concerned about the employee, I'm sure. Nobody chased him out of the park. He took the guy's phone and threw it in the pond.
I think keys and if I remember possibly, but he took a swing at him. So
I know.
That was the assault.
Well, of
part.
Course, you're worried about the safety of the gentleman that got hit. But
yeah. Hey, fellas, can we go back to that SMU story for a minute? Does this like concern you in any part of your brain? Going, oh my God, where is this going to end?
No, because it's not. It's all legalized.
I understand that, but now have they found a new avenue to maybe, you know, get some kind of a full payroll?
No, as long as, well, I think there's going to be a lot of things discussed. As long as the schools don't hand out the money themselves, it does not matter. You know, this is all about
boosters.
But this
is kind of unprecedented. I mean, this is the first time they've come out and said that all of the players are going to basically get a salary, right?
No, there's been some teams out there. Miami's got full gym access, and they get a lot of, what was the school, before I went on vacation last week, everybody, including walk-ons, were getting, I think, $15,000 per year for something. No, it's not unprecedented. You had the two girls that transferred from Fresno State basketball to the U basketball. They were the first ones to get the nil deal. The basketball players, and they were good. They led their team, the Twins. I forget the Twins'
name. Yeah, I can't remember their name, but I know what you're talking about.
And now they came to the U because that's more money for them, which they got. I mean, this is like,
can you see,
and that's women's basketball.
Can you see this escalating, though, to a point where it's like, you know,
it's the NCAA's fault. They didn't want it. They thought they ignored it. They didn't think this was going
to
happen.
I think it will escalate to the point where we have two or three super conferences, and they will be paid athletes. You'll never hear the word amateur again.
Yeah.
Right. And like a lot of high school kids will be like, well, I can make, you know, $100,000 here, or I can make, you know, $85,000 here.
Well, last week you got Tommy Tuberville getting involved in Congress. He wants to put a stop to it. You know, or he wants it under control. Well, it's not going to happen. Once you get Congress involved in this, it's the last thing I want. They got bigger fish to fry.
Did he want to put a stop to it, or did he want to make
the
rules?
He wants to control it. We're way past that.
Well, we need continuity. And I told you, they didn't do it themselves, so now Congress is going to try and do it.
The continuity is, look how Miami did it. Look how some other schools are doing it, and they're doing it the right way. And it's not if you adapt or die, as they say.
But if they're doing it the right way, everybody's got to do it that way. I agree with that.
The opportunities just may not be available in Akron, Ohio, as opposed to down here or in Texas or in California.
They may or they may not. I mean, how many times do we make the argument that you don't have to play in the NBA in New York anymore?
Oh, I'm with you. I totally agree. Yeah. And that's why when, you know, Nick had his little a couple months ago, when in front of the board, he brought this up, and that was his way of saying, hey, boosters, we need to step it up. Not that he needs it right now, or, you know, he may never need it. But he clearly was sending a message to, like, hey, we got to start, boosters need to step up, we got to start paying to keep up.
Yeah.
Now, so far, it's not hurting him at all. And I'm as long as he's there for the 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And he doesn't call it quits, they'll be fine. They're never going to have to worry about recruits going there and all that stuff. But.
Right.
But you get a team, you know, what SMU's doing, and you get the money like Miami got from Ruiz, or pointing in the right direction. And the first thing you do is you upgrade the coaching staff, which they did. And then the players came, and you can see what's happening over there. You can see what's going to happen at SMU. This is going to be big. That's a recruiting. Look what Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Same thing. I think that out at USC, that's another team that's going to rebuild fairly quickly. Because of opportunities here in Los Angeles.
So, speaking of USC, I'll start this story off at Oklahoma. So, you know the story. We touched on it earlier. Cale Gundy, longtime assistant coach there at Oklahoma, was noticing one of his players at a film session was not paying attention. And so he picked up his iPad to see what he was looking at, and he started reading it out loud. It was presumed that he was reading and then read the N-word and didn't even realize it had come out of his mouth until right then and there, was aghast and ended up resigning. It's the longest tenured Big 12 coach.
Yep.
He says, these were not my words. It was not malicious. It was not intentional, but I must resign. And by the way, Brent Venables accepted his resignation.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't make light of the situation. I just wouldn't be surprised if he ends up at USC with Lincoln Riley.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my guess. Maybe he wanted out of there. I don't know. And then I don't know if you saw this. This was from late last week. Auburn quarterback TJ Finley pulled a Baker Mayfield running from the cops.
Yeah.
He was arrested, attempted with eluding police. Apparently, motorcycling without a helmet. A lot of traffic stuff piling up, and they were after him, and he eluded them. So, anyway, that's the latest going on at Auburn.
Yep.
And I saw Ed Stewart, who's a longtime Big 12 official or football administrator for the conference. He's bailed. And he's going to Southern Cal as an admin. So maybe he sees writing on the wall.
There were a couple that went, right?
Yeah. Well, I know of him for sure, but maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. So anyway, that's the latest on college football, including the top 25 USA Today poll.
Yeah, Ed Stewart, he was the captain of Nebraska's football team in 94, the national champs.
Yeah, he was. All right, speaking of football, this is actually the anniversary that Bobby Bowden passed away. So we're going to do Florida State trivia later on for Wikipedia. And the NFL preseason is here. I know we have the Hall of Fame game Thursday, but once again, we're announcing we will be the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Saturday, the Bucs host the Dolphins. Coverage starts at 6:30, 7:30 kickoff. Coverage of Bucs football on ESPN Southwest Florida. Brought to you by Creel Tractor. Signs in one day. All dry Southwest Florida and my shower door. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It takes balls to play most sports, except for hockey. It takes pucks. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd, Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. On a Monday, in case you missed it earlier, Olivia Newton-John passed away today, age 73. Had a brief tribute earlier today. Loved her in Greece. Here in the Thunder outside, everywhere between up I-75 from Estero all the way up to the Caloosahatchee under a downpour at the moment. Be careful out there driving. We mentioned earlier that Enkil Harry hurt himself, high ankle sprain. Thank you, a very observant texter from Rhode Island. Yeah, it looks like he's going to be about 6 weeks at a minimum.
Yeah, it's too bad. He was not good with the New England, but change, you know, I hate to see anybody, trying to – trying to have a little renaissance with a new team, and that happens.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston rolled his ankle today at practice. He left early.
Yeah, we had that earlier, but no other update.
Well,
yeah?
You got something? I got Dennis Allen right now, the head coach, a little while ago, explaining the situation.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, Jameis went in today, kind of tweaked his foot a little bit. He went in for some evaluation. I don't have any update on that, but it was kind of rolling out. I think it was in the 7-on-7 period that kind of felt it tweak a little bit, and so we wanted to go in and get him evaluated.
Yeah, apparently it's an ankle injury. And he says on Michael Thomas, as far as he goes, he says he likes where he's at.
I'd say I think he looks good out there. He looks like he's rounding back into form, like he was prior to the injury. Certainly there's still a progression that we're going through with that player, but, he's incorporated himself into some team drills. You see some physical contact happening out there and he continues to line up again. So, I like where he's at.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he just moved from 7-on-7 to 11-on-11, so he's full, ready to go.
Yeah.
It's too bad Jameson going to be thrown to him for a couple days, I'd imagine.
Yeah, did not see anything. Dennis, that he heard, he hasn't given any update. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
The other story today that in the NFL that's come out is about how NFL officials, the NFL wants officials to emphasize Legal contact follows this season. It's just like hand to face. Popsicle headache begins. Here we go. Here we go again. There's nothing worse than coming in here on a Monday and having to talk about the refs sucking. It really is awful when it takes away the outcomes of games or big plays in games. But the NFL again is asking asking officials to focus on illegal contact fouls by defensive players. They've asked officials to pay closer attention to these fouls. Defensive players are prohibited, as you know, from contacting receivers more than 5 yards off the line with the line of scrimmage while the quarterback has the ball and is in the pocket. So, again, the change in focus comes after sharp drop in the illegal contact fouls. There was an average of 97 penalties for illegal contact between 2002 and 2020. Last year, 36. So the league has made illegal contact fouls a point of emphasis two other times in the last 20 years, and both of those instances saw a sharp rise in the calls. So, again, the early weeks of regular season should be a hint. As you said, Craig, before, you know, maybe this dies down after a month, like the helmet-to-helmet thing and all that stuff. But, man, this is just frightening. It's frightening that the game could be so – we're going to stop plays now. Every two or three plays are going to be an illegal contact foul because all these guys have to have a checklist and they're being monitored by senior officials and they have to meet some kind of quota. I mean, that's what I want to know. Like, off the record, what kind of quota do you think is being – thrown out there to these guys? I think it's going to stink.
It seems to me, and we've been covering football both as fans and talk show hosts for a long time, it seems to be a new phenomenon almost about the time you and I started working together. Every year we got to have some point of emphasis. Mm-hmm. I don't remember this ever being
or
the case before.
They're not saying to ignore the rule. They're just saying throw more flags.
Call more penalties.
As if we don't have enough penalties called in a football game as is.
Yeah, like be more hawkish about it. Yeah. And look for it. I'm going to tell you something. If an official is looking for something, he's going to find it every single play. You've heard the adage, you can find holding on every play at the line of scrimmage. Every play. And if they wanted to call it, they could.
And I respect some of the officials, and we've heard them mic'd up occasionally. We'll say, hey, 92. That's all. I don't even call them by 92. No, hey, 92, you know, be careful. You're really close to getting called for that. Just heads up. And I appreciate that. I like when they do that. I think they should do it rather than throw the flag. Hey, give them one. Now, I wonder if that's going to come into play at all. I'm sure every officiating crew is different. You got ones that are just out for blood.
Yeah.
Some of these officials, and I just hope it doesn't bog down the game.
Well,
I'm really hoping
Tom Cartone says in today's game, players like Ronnie Lott and Steve Atwater wouldn't even be able to play.
Oh, they'd
be suspended. That's a fact. Yeah. I talked to James Washington about it. He always led with his head back in the day. He wouldn't be able to play in today's game. John Lynch is another player that would not be able to play.
Ronnie Harrison, Polamalu. Yeah. I mean, all these great players of, you know, it's. I understand the not leading with the head thing, or at least not helmet to helmet. I totally understand that. Leading with the helmet into a shoulder or a chest, yeah. I know that they're saying, oh, well, it stops the defensive player from, you know, maybe breaking his neck or something like that.
Right.
And I understand that part, but it's just not – it really isn't realistic because it just isn't. I mean, yes, some serious injuries happen from time to time, but –
I still get frustrated, Pete, by the instinctual tenth of a second play. You're going head to head against a guy, full speed now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 4.4 speed, whatever, 4.6 speed, whatever you're running, and you know you've already left. You're in the air, and somebody else ducks, and you both instinctively duck your heads because that's kind of what it's instinct.
Yeah.
And the penalties that get rung up for that, I still have a problem with that. Because when you sit there on the couch and you go, what else could that player have done? And the answer is nothing. It's those plays that drive me nuts.
Yeah, and not only that, it can also, what else could he have done? Well, he could have got hurt. That's what could have happened. Not because of the contact, but because you're pulling up or you do something that you normally would not do.
Yeah.
That is a non-football move, but yet you get hurt. Whether you're zigging when you don't need to zag or you're pulling up when you don't need to. I mean, that all comes into play, too. I just I hope it doesn't bog down the game. I but the first month of the season, I'm preparing myself for it.
Yeah,
because we're going to be coming here on Mondays going, what a horse bleep call that was. I can't believe it. And then there was another one and another one and another one. I don't know.
Another call, text, Homie the Clown. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up with the Kareem Hunt requesting a trade?
Noise.
Last year, he signed a two-year, $12 million deal. So he's making $6 million a year. Pretty low for his productivity, although he missed nine games last year due to injury. He comes into camp. He wants a new deal, one of those hold-ins where he shows up and not really wanting to be there. And they're like, no, we're not going to give you a new deal. And by the way, we're not training you either. And that's where it's at.
And Mary Kay Cabot, a few minutes ago, just posted the 2022 unofficial depth chart and pronunciation guide for the preseason, at least.
Yeah.
QB number one is Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Jacoby Brissett is QB two. Yeah. Joshua Dobbs, three. And Josh Rosas. Running backs.
Where's
Hunt? Nick Chubb is one. Uh-huh. And Kareem Hunt is two.
Okay.
Dearness Johnson, local product, is three.
He's got a great chance to solidify. So I think they have three really good running backs.
Yeah, well,
maybe they do want to trade. I don't know. Trade a running back for Jimmy G. I don't know.
Well, that might be something. That might absolutely be part of it. You gotta figure Jimmy G is in the talks with the Browns. I mean, they're discussing it anyway internally, and you know, Seattle, and I'm trying to think who else.
Those are the two elite cold pass
years. Down the, you know,
some people
down the list, maybe
if
Jameis Winston is really hurt, which we don't know that yet. He rolled his ankle today in practice and left early. That's all we know. But if something happens and he did get hurt, you got to think the Saints would be involved in some talks. But
well, we'll say the latest report was this is now a game of chicken.
Yeah.
The 49ers' intent is to hang on to Jimmy G until the last cutdown day and then release him if there's no trade market for him.
Unless they get some sort of phenomenal offer before
Right.
You know, but.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, they lose Jameis at quarterback and Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton took the majority of the snaps today at practice, and then Ian Book is your other guy.
Yeah. I'm hopeful that this is just a scare with Jameis, and then he'll be back out in a few days or maybe in a week. I don't know. I haven't heard anything else serious about it except for that soundbite you played. So, and there didn't seem to be a lot of concern. I think it was just a scare.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of weird. We haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Just a little bit. And of course, this weekend we got Dolphins and Buccaneers going head to head for. Football. Somebody suggested on Friday that we that was the last Friday without Pigskin Picks, but Chris and I informed him. No, we don't do preseason. Although I kind of like the idea for a warm up, like an exhibition. Like it doesn't count. But
why
not? I don't know.
I'm all for it.
I'm giving it some thought here.
I'm all for it.
I'm giving it some thought.
Well, how much worse could it be than the USFL picks, Craig? Come on, really?
I dominated, by the way, 26-17.
Well, good for you.
I was second.
I beat the coin. I beat Pete. I beat Chris. By the way, is the coin up there, Rick? Or is it taking vacation off?
No, okay. The coin is still up there.
That is the coin.
The coin's a trooper. He's always around. He's working out in the offseason.
Well, Chris put a post in that on it and wrote, do not touch.
Well, it's because it disappeared about 3 years ago.
Well, it's a silver dollar.
Oh,
so.
Speaking of disappearing.
Uh-oh. What? Where are we going with this?
Someone has committed, once again, a minor theft in the building. I don't know when it happened or why it happened, but I go into my, you know, my little cubicle out there.
You keep a cubicle, yes.
Basically a calendar, and I have some knickknacks out there, and I have one of the drawers had some extra plastic forks that I had brought in and stuff that we've had from other restaurants that have come in, and napkins. I keep them in there because you can't find any plastic silverware in this building at all.
Correct.
And I go to open my drawer today because I got a salad, because a stupid salad where I got it from
didn't put one in
one of the supermarkets. It will say.
I think I know what
you're
saying.
That rhymes with outs. Didn't have a fork in it, which is ridiculous. So I'm like, I'm searching around for a fork.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my little secret hideaway drawer. Nothing. Empty. Mm. Not even. It was like the end of the Grinch, or the middle of the Grinch, you know, when the Grinch comes back and steals a little crumb and goes whoop, back up the chimney. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. So somebody committed theft again. We've had people commit in this building theft of food. But now there's theft of eating utensils. And thank goodness for Joe Winter had an extra unused plastic fork in his little cubbyhole, his office.
Now, see, I would think that automatically I would become a leading suspect in this because who's more associated with food around this place than me?
Yeah, but you're not going to open up. But, you're not going to somebody's drawer. You would
never
do that.
You're the most honest person in the building.
Yeah. And I will tell you this also. I have my own stash of plastic forks in a hidden in a cabinet myself. So,
really? Everybody's got a hidden stash of foodware, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I do. I do.
Well, because if he gets, I mean, there's no paper plates in here. Never. I
think Rick knows where a secret stash not, is.
I got a few of those in my stash. Too.
Somebody said, I'll give you a fork to me. An employee in the building said, I'll give you a fork. It's mine, but I'll wash it off. No, I'm not. Are you crazy? And I'm not eating it off any of these plates that are in there have been in there.
If you need a fork pillow. Oh, you just said joking. Okay.
Yeah.
We got two texters that said you mispronounced draw. It's drawer.
Yeah, drawer.
That's how they say it by the hopper. The draw by the hopper.
No, drawer.
Art, right. The Bills fan said, remember when they stole the jackfruit that he brought, the first round that he brought in? Somebody stole the jackfruit.
Food is
hard to steal.
Food is a given.
That's big and heavy.
You know how much stuff has been taken? Not mine, thank God, but you know how much food has been stolen out of that refrigerator in 5.5 years we've been doing this, or five plus years we've been doing this?
Yeah. Moment of silence, please. My man Barry Sanders is on the NFL Network right now. My favorite Lion of all time.
He was inducted 18 years ago today.
Wow. I talked to him that day. Wow, Barry, looking good. Still got the Lions gear on. He's still in favor with the organization, unlike Calvin Johnson. Yeah. Barry will get some action on Hard Knocks. You know he's box office. They'll get him on film.
Yep. And then, of course, the other story, in case you missed it, big story in college football is a big nil deal for SMU, Southern Methodist University. Every basketball and football player, every single one, is going to get $36,000 a year, courtesy of Boulevard Collective. Again, it's set to pay players in the football and basketball $36,000 a year.
What is Boulevard Collective?
It's a business.
Okay.
I'll tell you in 1 second.
I was wondering the same thing. It's kind of a vague name.
What kind of industry? Is this Vandalay Industries? So just handing out $36,000 checks to the human fund?
Yeah. Vandalay Industries, Cal Garnson speaking.
Let's see. Driven by Dallas business leaders and SMU alumni, Chris Kleinert, CEO of Hunt Realty Investments, and Kyle Miller, president and CEO of Silver Hill Energy Partner, Boulevard immediately joins the likes of Tennessee Spry Sports and A&M's The Fun. Yeah, I forget Tennessee. Again, Texas Tech last month, they're going to pay all the football players. This is a school I was thinking about, Rick, earlier with you, with the walk-on. They're getting $25,000 a year. Including all the walk-ons.
I still don't know what they are. It's a shell company.
Yeah.
It's a shell company.
Launched by boosters and alums, Boulevard will be led by sports industry veteran Chris Shulman, who's been named executive director. Collective is also partnering with NIL Marketplace Open Doors, which will oversee NIL education, disclosures, and tax-related preparation.
You know what?
This is the human fund.
Sticky pad this, Pete Shepard, at August 8th, 4:45 p.m., 2022. SMU gets the death penalty for the second time.
No.
This sounds shaky to me.
No, it doesn't. It just sounds like a bunch of local businessmen getting together and forget them. And again,
just handing out $36,000 checks.
Boulevard Collective. Who cares?
Art, the Bills fan, says it sounds like a strip club. No, it doesn't.
An SMU Mustang booster-led collective has an impressive pedigree with some of the most influential business leaders in Dallas.
As Barstool Sleeper says, they're importer-exporters. Okay. All right. They're legit.
Yeah, this is the new human fund. So I'm telling you, I mark this down. 2 to 3 years, SMU is going to compete for a national championship. In the hunt.
Death penalty.
Doesn't say anything about their slogan being money for people?
Money for people. speaking of having lunches stolen, Prison Cred says, my wife had her lunch stolen when she worked at a bank, and her fancy Vera Bradley lunch bag was found out in the trash outside near the ATM.
Oh, my Lord. That's terrible. Now, to make everybody feel better about the Boulevard Collective, or as we call it here on the Sheeran Shepherd, the BC, the Boulevard Collective, describes itself, Craig and Rick, as a network to evaluate SMU student-athlete with marketing opportunities that will enhance their brand and empower their personal passions. A lot of money in Texas, as we said. It's not just A&M. It's not just the Longhorns. Now SMU. Forget Texas being back. SMU, I declare today, SMU is back.
It sounds like a company that was put together to get money for the players. That's the whole focus
of
this.
That's what they're all doing. It's not because of their willingness to see these kids graduate.
This is a creaky door opening.
No,
but they
all have whatever the name may be.
But
that's all it is. You get a couple of big business leaders, no matter what state or community in. You form the human fund company, or whatever you want to call it. In this case,
this is at SMU. Imagine someone at like UCLA decides to do that.
Well, if anybody, I mean, Texas A&M was taking all the heat and getting all the credit. You know, weird oxymoron type of thing. They're not the only school. Texas Tech right there, and now SMU. I think they have better nil deals than the Texas kids do. Now, a couple of Texas people have some big deals, but not the team as a whole. Texas Tech and SMU and Texas right now are leading the way.
But you're right, Pete. You see, that's why the Texases and the Oklahomas are going to go, well, if they can do that, we can do 10 times that.
Well, right. Well, that's why if you get the business power. And
I don't like where this is going.
I like it.
Somewhere Eric Dickerson's gone.
What?
What?
Right. And the same thing is opportunities here in the Florida schools. This is all going to trickle down, especially to the big-time Power 5 programs.
All right, you're late. Coming up with Sound Effect Wikipedia, 1 year ago today, believe it or not, we lost Bobby Bowden. So in honor, we are going to do Florida State Seminole trivia. Football only. We need caller number 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can get breakfast or lunch for you and a friend at Big E's Place in Fort Myers on Fowler Street. Wikipedia, caller 9, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right. A Rick Church technicality.
Hey, 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 hey.
No, not that was Rick's fault.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Apparently, caller number 9 was in the chute ready to go.
It was a fellow named Kyle. So, Kyle, if you're listening, we got disconnected.
At this point, I'm going to have to go with the next caller number 1.
Well, of course, but I hope it's Kyle.
239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 to play Wikipedia. And because we had a disconnect, right, when we were getting coming back from commercial.
We did.
So we'll just stand by. Pete, how you doing? What's going on,
I'm
man?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, I'm having a great day. You?
Good, good.
Still storming out a little bit. Be careful.
Yeah, be careful out there. Rick Church standing by, waiting for the old phone calls. Oh, I forgot we're on a 20-second delay, too, so I got to wait even longer. There we go.
I'll find somebody.
Naples Rob says SMU players are getting paid more than WNBA. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, people watch college football. SMU Boulevard is the main street at the SMU campus, hence Boulevard Collective. Oh, okay, I got you. That makes, you know, that starts to make a little bit more sense.
Okay. So it's legit.
But yeah, but they've also had the Pony Sports DTX was the first collective in SMU. They've already executed $1 million worth of deals.
God, things are rolling out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rick Church, do we have a candidate?
We do. We have a Brent.
Brent.
Let me dial him up here. There we go.
Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
You are lucky caller number 9. Glad we got you through.
Sort of, yeah.
Awesome.
Brent, who's your favorite college football team?
It's Florida State. That's why I wanted to call in.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah, you kind of sound like young Officer Sean a little bit. I know you're not him, but you kind of sound like him. All right.
All right, first 1 to 3 correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're doing this because Bobby Bowden died 1 year ago today, so in honor of him, we're doing Florida State trivia. Brent, can you tell me what is the name of the Seminoles' 80,000-seat football stadium? The actual name?
Doak Campbell Stadium.
That is correct. Yes. 1-0. Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Who ran back the famous punt Ruski versus Clemson in 1988? And here's a hint. He was just inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Butler.
Yeah, Leroy Butler.
Yeah.
All right, we are tied at 1. This is for Brent. Who quarterbacked Florida State to a national championship in 1993?
Was that Charlie Ward?
That was Charlie Ward.
Hey, he went to play for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Better basketball player.
Undrafted football player.
Yep.
Pete Shepard. This is for Pete. Where did Bobby Bowden coach before taking the Florida State gig?
West Virginia.
That is correct.
And played in the movie Marshall was a big reason why that Marshall football team got back on track after that tragedy with the plane crash.
Yep. All right, we are tied at two. The next correct answer is a winner, and Brent gets to go next. And Brent's question is this. What is the name of Florida State's mascot?
Oh, geez.
That's it. No.
Osceola.
Chief Osceola is correct. All right, we have a winner.
Nice.
Ooh, go no.
All right, Brent, are you enthusiastic and excited about the
Coach Norvell,
chances this year? Yes. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm hoping we surprise some people. I'm excited about Coach Norvell. I think he had a rough start to his career at Florida State, but I'm excited about where he's going.
Cool.
All right. Well, enjoy the season, and thank you for calling in. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy listening to you.
All right, thanks.
All right, and hang on for just a minute, Brent. I'll be right back with you. I got to get some information. We normally get before.
We had to slap you on the air real quick there. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
The first running back in Florida State history to record 3 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
3 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
Yeah. I'll give you some hints if you want. I mean,
well, I know Dalvin Cook was real good
before him.
Yeah,
he stayed in Florida professionally.
Well, didn't he also play for Atlanta, Tampa, and Atlanta? I think he played Atlanta.
Oh, go ahead.
Work done.
Yeah, I would have got there.
All right. The team's leading scorer in the 1999 title season with 116 points. By the way, he was a kicker.
Sebastian Janikowski.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Name the three Bowdens that assisted Dad at Florida State.
Tom.
Yes.
Who's been on the program?
No, the other brother has.
Tommy, Terry.
Terry was the one that's been on the program.
Yes.
Yes. And, one more. And the other one was not a head coach.
I don't know why. Is it Jeffrey?
Yes, Jeff. Nailed it. Ding.
Pull that out of the old took us.
All right. In Florida State's first 12 seasons in the ACC, how many ACC titles did they win?
First 12 seasons?
The first 12 seasons. How many titles?
Probably a trick question. It's probably none.
It's no. It's quite the opposite.
It's quite the opposite. It's not either it's none or it's 10, something like that.
11.
11.
11 of 12.
Yeah.
And this number is retired, but what number was worn by Deion Sanders?
College.
At Florida State?
Yes. I know that. It wasn't two?
Yes. Way to dig down deep, Pete Shepard. Wow. Two. We made it through.
Yeah.
A tribute to Bobby Bowden, who passed away a year ago today. Florida State football trivia. Does this mean somebody suggested tomorrow, since Olivia Newton-John passed, that we should do Grease trivia tomorrow?
Yeah.
I might do that.
Why not?
I like that. It's the only musical I really like. All right. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Sheeman to Shepard on a Monday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.